My cell phone doesn't control my life. My cell phone battery, that controls my life. Back angle for Star Telegram, Angle Angle Podcast. Thank you for joining me here on the Sunset Lounge. We're going to have two editions of the Angle Angle this week because something happened on Sunday that demanded I share an anecdote that I didn't think I would ever get to share otherwise. Before I mention that, I want to give a shout out to my friends all here on the Sunset Lounge, because every one of these shows is free. That includes Shippy and Grooves, free. By the way, all of these shows are available on patreon.com/sunsetloungedfw. patreon.com/sunsetloungedfw. All the shows are free. Shippy and Grooves, The Clubhouse, featuring Rob, Alex, and Don. Lots to talk about for those guys because we are heating up for the summer movie season. BO30 Sports O'Clock, the NFL draft is coming up in 2 weeks. And I'm sure Ziggy is going, I know, he's going to be all over that, as well as talking about his real subject of passion, and that is alcohol. Beer. The man's a beer fanatic. Al Maximo, featuring Victor Villaba and Carlos Nava. I ran into Victor the other day at a Dallas Mavericks game, the Luka reunion game, return game. And it was good to see him. I hadn't seen him in a little bit. And I feel for all those guys. Anybody who is working on the broadcast teams of the Dallas Mavericks, including Victor, my heart goes out to those guys because they obviously had nothing to do with that situation. And whether it's Chuck Cooperstein, who calls the radio, or Mark Folliwell and Jeff Skinwade and Derek Harper and Victor, all those guys, it's their responsibility to call the games and put the Mavericks, basically in the best foot forward. And that's in a really hard spot for those guys, because like I said, they had nothing to do with that. The fact that Luka Doncic is no part of the team. So shout out to those guys. And as well, of course, as the great Mike Reiner, your dark companion. That show free. patreon.com/sunsetlounge. And be sure to look forward to any and all promotional ties we've got. The Sunset Lounge has with the Frisco Rough Riders this season. They have started the season. As I didn't know if you knew this, we are in baseball season, which means we are also in golf season. On Sunday in Augusta, we had history. I am not a huge golf nut. I enjoy watching some tournaments, but yesterday was pretty significant. And yesterday at Augusta at the Masters was phenomenal theater because it involved Rory McIlroy, a guy who was an absolute prodigy golfer and who had done everything that a golfer could do, but win the Masters. He had come close. He had made a ton of money. He had done everything. If his career ended on Saturday afternoon, 2 days ago, you would say that's a Hall of Fame golfer. He's a brilliant golfer. But he just had never had the experience of wearing the green jacket after winning at Augusta on a Sunday. Well, that changed yesterday afternoon when he blew out the field, then collapsed, and then came back to win it on a playoff hole against Justin Rose. It was an absolutely spectacular afternoon of sports. And it's a reminder that sometimes sports can reach in and grab your money in a way that Broadway, Hollywood, any other of the entertainment industries, they try to do the same thing. But none of them can provide the suspenseful punch of a live sporting event. Because when it's done that way, it's better than every other entertainment medium out there. So by winning yesterday, I want to make sure I get this right. By winning yesterday, Rory McIlroy now becomes one of six, pardon me, joins five other people ever. So there's six total in the history of golf to win the career Grand Slam. Every major golf event he has won, British Open, US Open, PGA, and obviously the Masters. He joins a list that is now consists of Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan. It's quite a list. And Rory McIlroy. That's quite the Mount Rushmore. So I do have a Rory story. Never met him, never interviewed him, but I did.